Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. So many of you know that over the next few days, my mom is relocating to Salisbury. She's gotten a new call at St. John's Lutheran Church there, and an hour is just far more than she wanted to commute every day, although after packing and preparing to move, she is reconsidering that, but you know, the sale of the house is already on the roll. But over the last couple of weeks, we have spent a lot of time packing, and not just packing, but sorting and thinking through things and remembering things and just spending a lot of time with a lot of stuff. She's lived in this house for 30 years, and as most of you know, you can accumulate a lot of stuff in 30 years. Not just your own stuff, but over the course of those 30 years, she has had several aunts die, and she's gotten some of their things, and her mom has died, and we've gotten a lot of her things, and it has all just kind of added up in the upstairs, in the basement. And maybe you can relate to this too, but let's say you have a blanket that somebody has given you, and you put it in your closet, your linen closet, and then you close the door. Well, you don't often think about that blanket in the linen closet unless you open the door and remember that it is there. And so as we've gone through cupboards, closets, even drawers, we are finding things that we had forgotten that she had, a lot of stuff that she may not have been using, but all stuff that means something. But when you put something somewhere, you don't intentionally forget about it, it just kind of stays there. And then over time you add more stuff to the closets and the cupboards and the drawers, and before you know it, they are more full than you realize. You kind of don't realize how much stuff you have until you're packing and you see it in boxes. But when it comes time to take things out and to sort through them and rearrange and maybe let some things go, it really hits you how much stuff that you have. It is no longer out of sight and out of mind. And all of this work of packing and sorting and even letting go has reminded me of some of the work that we are called to do internally during Lent. Every year on the first Sunday in Lent, we read the story of Jesus going into the wilderness for 40 days before his ministry begins. Lent gets both its structure and its themes for the 40 days of Lent from the 40 days that Jesus spent in the desert. And in the desert, he faced the most powerful and profound temptations of the human experience. He was tempted to trust that which is not God for security and survival. He was tempted to trust that which is not God for affirmation and approval. He was tempted to trust that which is not God for power and control. All three temptations that we encounter daily, actually multiple times every day, we encounter these temptations. And we see in the story that from the depth of his relationship with God, Jesus is faithfully able to resist these temptations. For us, Lent is a time of reflection and preparation. We prepare our hearts and our minds and our bodies for the death and resurrection of Jesus. Lent for us is a little bit different than the secular understanding of Lent, where you try to test your resolve and give up chocolate just to see if you can do it or whatever. Lent for us is instead a discipline. On Ash Wednesday, I invited you to the discipline of Lent. to the discipline of God calling us to self-examination, to prayer and fasting, and sacrificial giving and works of love. In doing so, we are reminded of our need for repentance, our need for love and forgiveness, all of which are given to us in Jesus Christ. But this is hard work. It's really hard work. And so one of the images that has been most helpful to me over the years as I think about the discipline of Lent is spring cleaning my internal home, my heart and my mind. As many of you know, I love to clean and I love to organize, but it's a lot harder to clean our internal home than it can be to clean our physical homes. Just like our physical homes, our internal homes can get full of stuff. Over the months and years, we can fill ourselves with a lot of clutter. And unless we deal with it, it accumulates and accumulates and accumulates. And all of this stuff, this clutter, takes up room that God could be occupying in our hearts and our minds. Things like sin, greed, self-righteousness, shame, old grudges, unforgiven people and circumstances. We all have cupboards and closets and drawers within us where we like to pack stuff away. But just because it's packed away doesn't mean it isn't still there. Even if we don't see it, even if we don't process it, it's still there. But we are given the gift of Lent, a time when we can roll up our sleeves and do some deep cleaning. This is where the disciplines of self-examination and prayer and fasting come in. We take a good, honest look at our internal home and examine ourselves. We go into those back rooms within us that we don't like to or want to because they're so full and we just don't know what to do with the stuff. And we get overwhelmed by the clutter and we'd rather just close the door. Or maybe it's just too painful and we'd rather avoid the pain. Whatever the reason, we'd just rather keep it back there. But in this season, we are called to do the deep cleaning. We are called to look at our internal home and honestly examine ourselves. And then we are called to fast or to give up or let go of whatever is causing us to give up space to other people and things that are not God within our hearts. One of the best ways that we can do this work is by spending time in God's presence through prayer, because this is hard work and we can't do it alone. We don't examine ourselves for the fun of it, because let's face it, self-examination isn't fun. We don't give up things or let go of them to see how strong we are and how disciplined we are. We give up things, we fast from things, to make more room for God in our hearts and our minds. We ask God to show us what clutter in our hearts and minds we need to let go of and to get rid of. And then we ask the Holy Spirit to help us actually do the work of letting it go. This is intense work. It really is. And we're only able to do it because not only is God with us, but Jesus has gone before us. He knows what it is to struggle and to be tempted. The devil tempted him to fill his heart and mind with things that were not God. But just as Jesus went into the desert with the Holy Spirit, that same Holy Spirit goes with each of us into our Lenten journeys. Beloved children of God, Lent is before us. I know we'd rather skip through it. We'd rather skip through Lent and Good Friday, and oh my gosh, would we just so much rather have Easter Sunday here. We are all longing for resurrection and new life, for joy and for hope. But before that, we are invited by God to the discipline of Lent, to prepare our hearts and minds for the death and resurrection of Jesus. Listen again to these words from the invitation to Lent that I offered on Ash Wednesday. Friends in Christ, with the whole church, we enter the time of remembering Jesus' Passover from death to life, and our life in Christ is renewed. We begin this holy season by acknowledging our need for repentance and for God's mercy. We are created to experience joy in communion with God, to love one another, and to live in harmony with creation. But our sinful rebellion separates us from God, our neighbors, and creation, so that we do not enjoy the life our Creator intended. As disciples of Jesus, we are called to a discipline that contends against evil and resists from whatever leads us away from the love of God and neighbor. I invite you, therefore, then, to the discipline of Lent, self-examination and repentance, prayer and fasting, sacrificial giving and works of love, strengthened by the gifts of the Word and sacrament. Brothers and sisters, let us continue our journey through these 40 days to the great 3 days of Jesus' death and resurrection. Roll up your sleeves, because we've got some work to do cleaning our internal homes. Amen.